The words are clear. Basket Mouth, the comedian, featuring BOJ and Flash on that piece of music. The words are relatable to every single person listening to the radio station, especially if you are from this side of the divide. I'm talking about those in the third world, those in Nigeria, and specifically those listening to us from the ever bustling, ever bubbling, ever jamming, ever blazing city of Lagos. What's up, Lagos, is what the show is called, and I am delighted, or should I say I'm elated, to invite you to yet another radio experience that brings to you fun, excitement, love, and the greatest of conversations around the family. I bid you welcome. I'm not alone. Yeah, she's back. I promised I was going to play a song to welcome back, welcome her back.
Okay.
And I think I could steal another 3 or 2 minutes to do that for her, especially.
All right.
For many reasons. One, it's your birthday month.
Okay.
Let me start. I started the celebration on Monday or yesterday.
Okay.
Let's continue the celebration because by next week, Wednesday,
yeah,
she's going to be a year older. And
yeah,
I think it's something.
Whoop, 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 whoop,
I know those who say we don't celebrate birthdays, you know, it's okay, it's fine. We do. So if you do, you can join in the celebration. And I think it's very important for us to, you know, mark the day we're born, because it's a very significant day in our lives.
That's right.
And I look forward to you adding another day. See, how does it feel to almost be
a
year older?
I'm getting old. Like, as much as it's a day to be grateful for, it's also a day to really reminisce. It's also a day to just sit back and, you know, look at the fact that you are closer to departure. It's a very bitter truth.
But it's scary. Yeah?
It's scary, yeah. But it's true. I mean, you're growing older. You're not growing younger.
That's right.
You're growing older, you know. So, yeah, sometimes it puts me on the edge. Sometimes it makes me want to ask myself, how much have you done? Have you been able to do the things that you planned to do?
To do, yeah.
Have you been able to pursue purpose? And, you know, have you been able to achieve certain milestones?
Does that put pressure on you in certain ways?
Well, back in the day, I used to feel under pressure, but I don't think I feel under pressure anymore.
Okay.
Because I've grown to realize that, you know, putting myself under pressure won't get anything done.
That's right.
It would, you know, keep putting me in a depressing mood, and I don't want to be in a depressing mood. So, yeah.
That's exactly, because I think a lot of people are in that depressing mood, especially when they look at their lives and they're like, I haven't really achieved the things I really wanted to do.
That's right.
And they want to see other people doing what they had longed for.
Mm.
They just feel like, man, I'm failing, they're winning.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that we have to deliberately deal with, right?
That's right.
And there's also pressure. Societal pressure comes from different angles.
Mm-hmm.
Some people used to go and get married. When are you getting married? I'm just imagining if you weren't married, because you look very young. I mean, if you were actually going
at this age, I'm not married yet.
Yes.
Is that it? Okay.
Ah, yeah.
My mom would have gone to camp on my behalf.
What is going on?
Taking me to camp on my behalf. I mean, you know, just she would be all over the place, you know, trying to pray out the demon. You know, it will go as far as saying, you have a spiritual husband. You know, people go about saying things when a woman is a certain age and she's not married.
And that puts some kind of pressure on them.
It does.
It's not just women.
It's not just women.
Men, too.
Yeah.
Once you, I think for men only, the question is, they just look at, okay, he has a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he has a house. He has a car.
He might not necessarily have a house, but he's living in a flat, a comfortable flat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
he has a car.
What's left? The next thing is, What are you waiting for? You know, and that brings some pressure. There are people who have made up their mind they are not going to get married, and there is nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
Absolutely nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. I know people who say, Collins, what if your parents did not? They did not. That's their choice. So if someone grows up and decides not to, if that keeps them happy, please. I feel it. That's not what I'm saying. But we'll get into the conversation today. How are you, though? How are you, sweetheart?
Man, I will be fine.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think we've given you an idea of what our conversation will be like today. But like I said, welcoming you back after the break. I mean, you had to go on Easter break. We need to gist about that. You had to also be away for mommy duties called.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a lot, man, to be a mother.
I'm telling you.
And also come to work. It's a big deal. Shout out to all mothers who are working mothers, guys. Shout out to all of you. You are great. And for my own sweetheart here, man, I'm blasting this song. It's one of our best to welcome you back. And I hope you enjoyed as we get into a full conversation today in the Family Talk.
Okay.
And for Lagos, if you do have information or you like to share what the atmospheric condition is like in your neighborhood, you have the right to do so by calling us or sending a WhatsApp or just saying, "What's up, Lagos? I'm at Ogogo Michael now, and everything is going on where? I'm in Victoria Island, I'm in Ikoyi, I'm in the Banana Island, wherever you are."
So I tried to say that there's not, "I am in Victoria Island now."
No, see, let's face facts now. Okay. Let's face fact. Every area in Lagos is not the same.
Okay.
Yeah, every area in Lagos is not the same. You know, I talked about the arguments between mainland and island.
But know that where there is
a... There's a blend of all.
There's also the Kpako.
Yes.
So don't say...
No, that's a fact. That's David a fact.
I mean, it is.
In VR, you can find. You see, when people say, go to Mushi, you go see rough guys, go to some places. Oh boy, in VR, rough guys, they're everywhere. Go to Banana Island, you see men. Yeah. So it's a blend. We have entered each other. And that's what tells us that the common good of everyone is what should be paramount.
That's right.
And not what we can get and can.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anyways, let me play the song and bring Lagos in to tell us what the gist is like from their neighborhood. And also hear from Andrea after that. And then we get into our talk, right?
You want to hear from me?
Yeah, I want to hear from you.
What do you want to hear from me? What exactly do you want to hear?
Okay, let me just set the notion right. I think that the biggest challenge of a human being, their first big challenge, is for them to stop breastfeeding as a child. I don't know. Mothers can tell me. Mothers can attest to it. I didn't know it was a big deal. I thought you just wake up one day and say, "It's okay. You have had enough."
Oh my God.
Of feeding in that way, you need to start eating like an adult.
It's a struggle.
It's not easy, Sha.
It's
I don't
a
know.
Struggle.
But I think that's like the biggest challenge of every human being.
God.
Like your first challenge that you don't know of. Maybe you should ask
as
your mom.
As a child, yeah. Go ask your parents. I'm
See,
sure.
How easy was it for me?
Man, sometimes I feel pity for my son. I just look at him, I'm like, "No, but you have to grow up."
Yeah,
like,
man.
You have to grow up.
You need to grow some, Eban.
He is actually taking all those, but he has to stop taking this. He can't take this forever.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I hope he's listening. Boy, we love you. We, you know, We don't want to hurt you when you cry and say,
We know the water you are calling.
We know what you're asking for, but you have to grow up.
Yeah.
We all grew up one day, even your mom at some point cried and said, water. And grandma said, no, it's enough. You will not come and kill me. Your dad will do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's out there talking to you. Just someday, if you find this video somewhere or you find this audio recording somewhere, remember that we said it.
And we
so,
love
sweetheart,
you.
This, yeah, we love you indeed. Lagos, tell us what's happening in your neighborhood while I get to welcome ma chérie, mon amour, ma vie.
That's what I tried to do.
On the radio today. And baby, this is the song of the season.
Okay.
The song for you. Every lyric tells how I feel when you're around, and that's exactly what I'm gonna do. Guys, don't hate, just appreciate. It's still gonna be great radio right here on Nigeria's number one for talk.
It's simple, I love it, having you near me. Amazing.
Good good music never lies. It hits you hard and you feel no pain. And that's one beautiful piece of music by Anthony Hamilton. And that's the best of me. One of the songs that, you know, keeps me going most times, knowing that I've got a better half that's got my back. Because not every better half's got a bad guy. And we try our best each and every day on the radio show to bring you conversations that will bring you together as against putting us away from each other.
Right.
And we talk about family conversations. We also talk about love, we talk about relationship, we talk about everything good, everything that will make you a better person. Now, I know sometimes you want to see us and just feel like I want to get married, I want to get married, but you know, we don't want you to be pressured into it, and that would form some of the basis of our conversation today, right, Andrea?
That's right. So today we are asking, have you ever, if you're a single person, have you ever been pressured to get married? Be it the societal pressure, be it family pressure, or self-inflicted pressure, because that's also a thing. It's also a thing where people feel pressured. They inflicted the pressure on themselves because probably they have set unrealistic goals as to what age they're going to get married, what age they're going to, you know, achieve some certain things. That is a self-inflicted pressure. So have you ever thought, okay, at a certain age, I must have been married, and you know, you're approaching that age and you're not married yet. Did you feel a certain way about it?
Do you think that it should be addressed? Do you think that lives have been affected in many ways as a result of this pressure to get married? And I made a statement earlier that, do you also agree with the statement that not everyone should get married? Not everyone would get married. In fact, if you don't believe not everyone should get married, at least not everyone would get married. That's a fact.
Also, we're asking, why do people pressure? Why is it that the society is placed so much pressure on singlehood or single folks to get married?
It's almost like if you're not married,
you're irresponsible.
You find a situation where even some employment, you want to get employed, and they consider those who are married.
Apart from just getting a job, you want to rent an apartment, and you're being asked, are you married?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we hear the story of ladies being asked if they have a man in their life. But the truth is, even I, there was a time that I was single and I needed to get an apartment, and the landlord asked me that, this was not a situation where I just want to give my house to married people. But this person asked me specifically that if I was married, that he preferred married people because they'll be more responsible. Does marriage make you responsible? Does it necessarily make you responsible?
Also, want to look at the dangers of this pressure that is inflicted on single folks. The fact that some people have gone ahead to make wrong decisions. Some people are in bad marriages today. Some people are frustrated, depressed. People are in the worst state because simply the fact that they were forced or pressured to get married. We're also going to make you understand that marriage is not something you should be pressured to go into, because of course it's a lifetime thing.
And no two marriages are the same, so nobody can actually tell you how your marriage would be. Just saying, guys. But are you pressured to get married right now? And if you're married, were you pressured? I know that's a tough one to answer. Were you pressured to get married? What if it's a situation where it's the babe or the guy that pressured the babe or the guy?
That's another place. Because there are people in relationships, right, who have spent maybe 16 years, 10 years, 5 years together. And, you know, if you have been in such relationship for that long, the end goal should be that we should settle down, we should get married already. So the pressure most times comes from the guy saying, I mean, the lady saying that you can't keep me here with you for this long. You know, marry me. If you have kept me in this relationship for this long, marry me, you know.
But in some climes, and even in Nigeria, there are people, Andrea, who are in relationships for 20 years and decide not to get married.
20?
Yes. I mean, they are partners. They were together.
Yeah,
they
that's
do everything.
If there's an agreement. That
they have babies. They have children.
Except there's an agreement that says, we're not married, you know, we're together, but we're not going to legally seal the deal.
Guys, you think that is okay too? So there are many angles to this conversation
today.
It looks like it's going to be a good time. It's always great to have you. The vibe is different and it's obvious. The smile on my face is obvious different. Well, that's great to know. Andrea,
mm-hmm.
are we ready to get into the conversation now?
That's right. Lagos, Nigeria, we want to hear from you this morning. Do hit us up on 0700-993-993-993. And if you are a woman, have you been pressured from your family, especially your mommy, your mother? I think mothers, most times, they take this thing to the chest.
They just keep from getting married to grandchild.
You know, from getting married to when
I want to see my
grandchild. So, yeah, have you ever been pressured? And are you pressured at the moment?
Uh-huh.
If you're already married, were you pressured to get married? I know that's going to be like a tough question to answer.
Yep.
But this is real radio for real people.
Uh-huh.
We want to have real conversation. And we also want you to feel free, choose to be anonymous if you want to, but we want you to feel free and just air your mind, and it could be healing, trust me. So feel free to tell us how you're feeling this morning. Have you been pressured? Why are you pressured to get married? 01465-7190.
And then 0700-993-993-993 for WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Welcome back to Family Talk.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, this is Bola from Okokomaiku.
Hi, Bola from Okokomaiku. Good to have you here.
And I mentioned Okoku today.
Let's talk, Bola.
No!
Oh, my, Bola.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Top of the day to you.
Top of the
day.
Holy Adao. Holy Adao.
You are back.
Yes.
Welcome, 100 food.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great man. The holy man from Kalahari
Desert.
We are looking for you to make that place like Dubai.
Which desert?
He will. Trust me. With me. We're by his side. He's going to make it. You know, he's going to do it. Don't worry.
We are going to support you. Don't worry.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, as you get to being a single person,
yes,
I know that it is always good to know where you are going to. And as a marriage analysis ought to be given by Andrella and my in-law. You are eating the apple. You know the taste of the apple.
Well, thank you for calling. Appreciate you. It's almost like a day is not complete without hearing from her.
Yes. Right? In fact, when I went for the Easter break, I told my family about her that if they're listening on the show, they should make sure they shout Holy Adam.
We'll go on a break quickly now, pick some bills. When we come back, we get into the full conversation on our Family Talk today. Are you pressured to get married? Why do the society and family pressure people to get married without even hearing from them? That's what we're asking you.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
That's right. I hope that you are set for a great conversation today on Family Talk right here, What's Up Lagos, with, of course, the techers.
She's Andrea Odobi. She goes, hey, teke.
What? Why did you do that, for God's sake?
No, I did that one.
How would you feel if I put your other name? The pause, the long pause everybody waits for. What if I put your name in there?
One day, you can't let it die. It's a plan that we should not put it out just yet.
Should be apologizing.
Sorry. Andrea Odobi, teke. Thank you.
All right. And we all know that he's teke. He is Colin.
Yeah, it's okay. Colin's fine.
Our conversation today is centered around singlehood and the pressure to be married.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a single person? Are you being pressured to get married? How are you feeling about that? I know that we don't get to talk about this all the time. That's because sometimes it's, you know, the way the society is painted, that conversation is like, it's a thing of shame. Single, you're not married yet, you are irresponsible. What are you still doing in the relationship? 5 years, you are not married. You people are just going about eating the forbidden fruit. You are committing. Okay, let me leave that conversation there. But hey, we want to hear from you this morning. If you are already married, were you pressured to get married? Were you pressured? That is also a very tough question to answer, because at this point you're like, really though, let me even sit and ask myself, was I pressured to go into this relationship? Was I pressured to get married?
Can you be pressured and you get into it without knowing? And then you now realize later that it looks like I was pressured into this thing.
That I wasn't even ready for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of people in that situation at the moment.
Mm-hmm. So we just want to hear from you, Lagos. I can see that there are a lot of messages.
That's right.
And for the left, and the phone lines are buzzing like Bob Marley, they're jamming.
If you want to be a part of this conversation, 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, 01465-7190. That's the number that you can reach us through.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, good morning.
Wow.
We got the whole family screaming, "What's up, Lagos?"
Yes, yes, yes.
How cool is that?
Oh my God.
We are going to hear from everybody, like from each and every one of you. We will not rest until the ever. Please.
Good morning, the second.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Thank you.
Aww. Wow. So who are we talking to?
We are talking to Osogbo, and you are?
Okay.
John, and we are calling you from Akwa Ibom State.
Whoa! Yes.
We're excited to hear from you this morning.
Right now you are doing a pan kuku at hand.
Oh! Pan kuku! Oh! What do you have is...
What's up?
My name is Enne.
Enne.
Enne, how are you?
I just want to be there. I mean, just eat from the Ekpan Coco, hug you, and just say, yes, we love you. Aww. Thank you so much.
What's up?
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the show. Man, calling from Akwa Ibom.
She just called to scream my heart out. So excited.
Man, that's the idea, man. It's feel-good radio. Mm. If that's the only thing people would do, I'm good. I'm good. But you know, we have to discuss about the things that are important.
That's right.
And there's some messages coming in. Thank you so much to all those listening to us from outside Lagos. And that means you have downloaded the Nigeria Info FM app.
Mm-hmm.
You could download the app. You could also see some of our past recordings, so call them podcasts, on our website, or on our app. That way you can listen to the beautiful Andrea's submissions from the previous episodes of the show. Depending on what topic you're interested in, we have different family masters, you know. And today we're talking about pressure, bring pressure to get married. Right, Andrea?
That's right. And on WhatsApp, brother, we have messages already. Ugo is saying, my colleagues in the bank kept asking me when will you marry. I was even avoiding them to make matters worse. I had a girl I've been dating for 7 years. And he says, well, thank God for the pressure. I'm happily married to her and we're happy and blessed with her child. Okay, this
7
is
7 years. Do you drag that 7 years? Like, you wanted to ask the question.
Why would you say 7 years? I don't mind me.
Oh my God.
Anyway, he's saying thank God for the pressure. So you're trying to say, Ugo, that the pressure was good for you.
I think there are people who the pressure is necessary because you see that they just want to play around. They don't want to get married. And they really want to. They really have the desire, but they are not acting as it. Sometimes you need to be pushed.
Okay, so let's see now. This person here says, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
My mom normally imputes it in prayer, in style. Onigbe egun elegun by telling me go and marry. I'm so sorry. Okay. You will marry
someone else. Come and say it.
Let the whole of Lagos hear you.
Yeah. Okay. That's
it. like okay. you won't carry somebody else's bone. Okay. Like carry somebody else's husband.
Oh.
Like, carry your own husband. Like,
interesting.
That's a good prayer. And she says, I will say ami and motigbo. It's a good prayer.
Yeah.
It's a good prayer, actually. But, you know, the style, the prayer is trying to say, stylishly tell you, go and, you know, bring your own bone to the house.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah. It does say, Denon Naji says, what's up, Lagos? Before I got married, I wasn't pressured to get married by my folks or siblings, but some nosy uncles and friends were always doing that. At the time, I started avoiding such people with, like, a plague. I wonder why people do that to others. It makes no sense.
All right, Dean.
All right. He says, I think he's wishing a happy birthday to me. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. And your two nieces that are also April Bonds. Happy birthday to them. No, my birthday's next week. It's not today. It's next week. All right. So let's see. This is quite a lengthy message coming from Esther. Esther from Enugu. Wow. Esther is listening to us.
Hi, Esther.
From Enugu. And she says, my mom have not pressured any of my siblings to get married. The only thing she would say to us is, the ball is in your court. Choose your husband and wife carefully and also pray God assist us. Let me tell you something, or let's tell us something. It's only African marriage. It's only in African marriage is being pressured. God know the reason why he did not add thou shalt marry in his commandment. Because he knew not everyone will marry. He said again, we should go into the world and multiply. The blessing is not meant for all, you know. So let our African mothers, yes, mothers, they should stop pressuring the single ladies so that they won't end up marrying a beast. Marriage is not a child's play. Once you enter, you don't enter. Thank you.
Nazo.
All
once
right.
you enter, you have entered. I know some people will say, well, if it doesn't work, you walk away. But the original wish
is
that it works.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't work, it's not option B. Absolutely.
All right. So let's see. This person chose to be anonymous. And the person saying, what's up, Lagos? Welcome, Andrea, and well done. Take care, that's Collins.
Thank you.
The issue of pressured marriage is misleading and dangerous. I was pressured into marriage, prevented me from taking clear check on my partner, and we eventually fell apart by force and manipulation from his family. A whole 19 years was wasted without actualizing my dreams.
Wow.
And I'm starting afresh at 50 plus. Painful, but grateful with life intact to forge on. I move to achieve fulfillment. Therefore, singles should watch out and stay away from pressure to marriage. She says, now a single mother of two out of same marriage, driving into, and family members, friends now avoid me. The reality of life. Wow.
First of all, I need to give you kudos. You're bold, you're a strong woman. And unfortunately, you're just a victim of this societal pressure, the family pressure that we're talking about. And your story right now, even though you're anonymous, your story is going to be a major lesson to so many people out there.
That's right.
Our hope is that at the end of the day, someone will make the right decision. Someone would have their lives in their hands. And not in the hands of the family or the society.
That's right.
They will not be there to stay with you. They will not be there.
That's right.
They will move, like you heard from that story.
Just like
madam,
she said, the same
strong.
People who pressured her to get married, now that the marriage didn't work after 19 years, they are now avoiding her.
That's the same thing they will tell you now. In fact, I can't wait for a day we'll talk about black tax and everything. Because the same people that will tell you, they'll collect money from you when you're working and stop you from achieving your life. They're the same people that will come back and say, when you're working for 20 years, what did you achieve? That's another conversation. The same thing with this lady's story.
Okay. There's another message here. This person chose to be anonymous. Wow. Okay. He says, or she says, morning, king and queen. My first experience of pressure into marriage was when I just finished NYSC. I was 22 and I was in a relationship with an 18-year-old girl. Okay. We had dated for a year. We then decided to visit her parents because prior to the visit, she had told her parents about me.
Okay.
We went and the mother then asked of my plans for her. I was like, we are still young. My girlfriend is an only child and her mom had her her when she was well advanced in age. So she was already old and expecting grandkids. Mm. She wasn't against who her daughter dated, but whoever that is must be ready for marriage. Mm. I mean, I'm 22 fresh out of NYSE, job hunting. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to sound desperate. They are from a wealthy home, so she could have easily connected me, but I was seriously thinking of my age, coupled with the fact that my parents didn't even know I was in a relationship. Mm. Only my younger brother. Well, we parted ways painfully, and a year later, she got married. We stayed in touch. The husband and I are buddies, though, and I attended the wedding. Mm. He is 3 years older than me, so I guess he was more ready age-wise. Mm. I'm in my early 30s now, and I haven't seen anyone else.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Doesn't mean that...
That's a sweet story, man.
Yeah.
But see, there's a thing. You know, once you're an adult, right? That's another question I want to ask. What's a ripe age? Maybe another conversation. What's a ripe age for marriage? I don't think there is. There are people who got married in 20. Yep.
Okay.
Once you're an adult, people got married.
Special reaction. So you think that
Bimbo, you have to put my choke.
There's an age that is, you should be ripe for marriage.
Should there be an age? Once you're an adult and you feel ready, shouldn't you go for it?
Yeah, I think once you're an adult and...
Adult means 18.
Well, maybe not really.
Okay, so yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I think when you cross into adolescence, which is 21, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can start getting married. So this guy was 22. So why didn't you give it a shot? Because you just left NYC. People are married in NYC. I'm not saying, though.
He is not capable. We talked about marriage being a mental thing. The fact that you have to be ready mentally.
Uh-huh.
You have to prepare yourself, not just mentally, but also prepare yourself financially. Mm. So you can't say you're 22, jobless, fresh out of NYC, and you want to go get married. Carry responsibility of both the woman, yourself, and... But eventually, along the line, she is pregnant. What are you going to do?
Oh,
you put problem on top of yourself, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, moving on. Okay, so Michael from VI says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning to you, the techers. The major problem we have aspartaining that pressure of a thing is religion, culture, and tradition. Some religion believe that marriage will make you to stop some petty immoralities. Mm. But little do they know that marriage is never a solution to a corrupt heart.
Mm.
And some culture will take away your position in the family if don't. And no mother would allow his child or her child position to be taken. And that's why pressure comes from then mostly. Okay.
All right. Wow. Okay. A lot of messages coming in. I love the fact that you're taking all these WhatsApp messages because most times, man,
we don't get to read them.
There are many. They keep coming in. So guys, we'll take your calls. Not to worry. Let's take WhatsApp messages. We'll take more of your calls.
All right, Dano Praise from Ojo says, good morning, the techies. What's up, Lagos? Family talk. Being pressured to get married is normal nowadays. But the issue is that people don't know what they want. So being pressured is needed to be a better person.
Hmm.
For real. And he says, marriage is not for everyone. So we have to discover ourselves. Okay.
All right, Daniel Praise, right? That's his name.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. This is Lekon from Lagos says, I feel here in Africa, men automatically feel pressure to marry than wasting time and resources. Once they come of age, 28 above, as long as he has a job and the lady is working too.
Hmm.
All right. On the birthday from Ojo Dubega says, what's up, Lagos? Happy birthday, Andrea. I don't mind if you can send me your account number. Do you want to send me millions?
Send those.
You want to send me millions? All right, thank you for that kind gesture.
Send me millions. You should send account number. Hello, please, what's that guy's name? Go back.
He wants me to send a cast number. The best there. I'm a Jodu Beggar.
Oh my.
Thanks. Let's see. Sam Sunshine says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Mr. Collins and Andrea. My name is Sam Sunshine. Omo, my father pressured me to the extent of giving me some lady's number. But I thank God I finally got my divine heavenly midwife. Uh-huh. And now I'm married. I've been married for 3 years and God bless us with two beautiful kids.
Wow.
Congratulations. I see he's saying, Andrea, I love your laugh. Yeah, myself, man. I love my laugh myself.
We love it too.
The laugh is
a special ingredient. It's a special spice. You know, I've said it before, like, even her talk has laughter in it, and that's so beautiful and unique.
Aww.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We're almost going on a break. Can we rush that quickly?
Yeah. I think we should. Jeff is listening from Saudi Arabia, and he says, hey. Good morning, the tech is what up, Lagos? You see this saying, go and marry, has done more harm than good. I'm guilty of that too. We should stop it, please. No, be by force to marry.
What a way to go on a break from that. And when we come back, we take more of your calls and more messages. All right. The number for ladies, if you want to call, is 01465710. 01465710. That's the number for ladies. And if you're a guy out there, can call 0700-993-993-993.
All right. We're going on a break. Just stay with us.
I'm gonna treat you like gold. I'm gonna make you my own. I know what you're looking for, and I got it all. I know he has it all.
All right, great music right there. Chike featuring Ricky Sani, Naku Penda. I know that some people still don't know what that means. It means I love you. So we are saying we love you just as much as I also love the person sitting beside me right now.
And that makes us two.
It's 11. 6 minutes gone past the hour of 11 right here on Nigeria Info 99.3. You are still hanging out with the techers, and we're asking you, if you're a single person, have you been pressured to get married? And tell me how it has been affecting you one way or the other. And then if you are already married, were you pressured at some point to get married? And we're also asking, why is it that the society pressure the single folks to get married? What exactly are the pros of getting married? Mm. Is that the reason people pressure people to get married? And what is it with the society? All right. I mean, what is it with the family also pressuring individuals, single folks to get married, be it a man or a woman? Why do people pressure people to get married? Sometimes it even happens subconsciously where you're just like, huh, and he's not even married. Oh, huh, she's not even married.
That question, when will you get married? I ask it, I used to ask my friends, who I just, normal friend, I just say, go and get married. I used to tell Dick I tell Dick many times. I tell you, normal, go and get married, you know? It's a joke. But deep within me, I know that
it
nobody should
be
pressured.
It might not be taken as a joke.
Someone even mentioned that parents, especially mommies. Mm. Mommies.
I think mommies or mothers are after their grandchildren. They're after getting grandchildren, because it is said, even biologically, that when a woman stays longer to get married, there's usually the eggs begin to decline, right? The production of eggs begin to decline, and so there might be a challenge, you know, when she's above 30 to start having kids.
But we've had people who have had children.
Exactly what I'm about to say right now. So even though that's a factor, but that should not also be. It doesn't count really.
For marriage, is it the earlier the better, or when it's good for you is when you choose?
That's actually a very tough question.
Tough one.
Is it the earlier the better, or when you're
whenever
ready? Okay, Uduak here is saying, what's up, Lagos? I have stopped picking my mom's calls for a while now, because she will always remind me I'm 30 plus.
Freedom.
As well, all right. So Abimbola here says, what's up, Lagos? Top of the morning to you, Teke Dimeji. The pressure of a thing is as a result of society and religion. Being the first child, you don't want to imagine the pressure I face, but I know what I want for myself. I'm very aware of myself, and I know marriage isn't something you can just dabble into. It takes a whole lot of understanding. I will only appreciate it if my parents can just understand that this generation is different from their own and things are changing real quick. The pressure has really damaged some marriages, because most couples aren't aware of themselves, or probably find out something they can't tolerate from each other during their marriage. That's why we see marriages barely 1 or 2 years broken. Parents, family, and society need to understand better. Keep up the good work, guys. I love you both.
We love you too, Bimbola.
Every day, every night, every day, I wake up and hear conversation, I hear contributions on radio. It keeps telling me that this your message of self-discovery needs more attention. I think you need to do more. Because the truth is, knowing yourself, when I say man, know thyself, becoming self-aware, would go a long way in helping you in this present day reality, the life that we're living right now.
That's right. Tango, we're talking about marriage right now.
Yeah.
It's got a huge role to play when it comes to even choosing a life partner. Mm-hmm. If you settle down for marriage, yeah.
If you don't know yourself, you shouldn't be in a relationship. Actually, I mean, it sounds like how can we categorically make it that way? Because there are millions of people who are in relationships who do not know who they are. Yeah. And that will always have a problem. Mm-hmm. Because you not knowing who you are, you would not help the next person have a great relationship with you. They're going to determine a lie about you. And not knowing who you are means that you are living a lie. That's the truth. That's in a way. So, I mean, I was in a relationship without really knowing. I thought I knew who I was. But, I got to find out over time. You know, sometimes you need someone to point in the direction, too. Yeah. So let's not forget that. But generally, man, self-awareness, becoming self-aware and self-discovery, I think it's a major thing. And you have that message on your lips very, very much. Guys, go on YouTube, follow her on YouTube, check her message on self-discovery. She has a series there. She's done like 7 episodes on self-discovery. It has helped me personally. It's not because she's my wife. It has helped me personally to become more self-aware, to discover myself more. You could go on YouTube, Andrea Odobi Teke on YouTube. You'll find her and check her self-discovery message. And thank me later. Let's get back to the calls. 11 past 11.
Hello. We have missed you. We have missed you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yes, so Ebuka, how are you, sir?
I'm very fine, bro. How is it going? It's been a while. In fact, Odobi, you just make us laugh every day. No, at least, because the other thing, because man can't make money. Yeah, just see, they do things. For this singleness, I would say the Namat, they use the marry. Marry. See, Namat, you just carry the woman for. They say, when you wake up, that one I have money, no. Because, oh, what wrong here or that? I don't know if you get that.
I didn't get it. Hello, please, you have to translate it, sir. We are many who did not get it.
It's just like when you have a bowl of mochi. Uh-huh. Until it falls, that is time now. You get it falls for you, you pick it. You don't just force it to fall down. Because my brother, you go wound yourself last.
That's right.
So, you just like talking about self-discovery. I tell myself, there is thing I always do. In my house, I always like to arrange, keep my house clean. Then everybody's coming out. Even when they try to, like my brother, I will engine his clothes for him. I'll be shouting, "Oh, God, put your clothes well now." What kind of thing is it? So it's part of you knowing yourself what's good for you.
Yeah.
So I'm in my 30s, so to say. Yeah. I never did any relationship whatever, but me, I can advise people because I've listened to people's experiences. Mm-hmm. But guy, not to make up your mind, hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, because my phone, in fact, this guy said when I bring me. So, hello.
Yeah.
Then, just for you to make up your mind, because your decision matters in relationship. Not just you are going into there because they push you, your mama, my brother. There's so many angles to this. Although you see in a family, they are like 5 or 6. You say your elder brother never married. Mm-hmm. Why you want to go marry? Mm-hmm. Or your sister never married? What is one? So, you go combo you first of all. Have you made up your mind to go into this very thing? May I leave it for you? Thank you now.
What's
up, baby?
Thank you so much, Ebuka. It's always a delight to hear you say marry now, Miles.
Exactly.
You can just wake up and marry.
But I want to know the rationale. Like, I think I want to know why the society, in quote,
puts pressure
on singles. Mm-hmm. Why do they discriminate?
For me, Grace Ladejo says, I don't think an adult should be pressurized into going into something as serious as marriage.
With those people pushing you to stay in a marriage with you, would they stay with you in the marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Most are just so concerned with the rice that they will eat at your wedding day.
After
you have left, they leave you on your own. See, as funny as that sounds, there's some truth, elements of truth in that.
I'm
telling you. Some people, they just want the party, man. Keep the Owambe going. How on earth could you put people's lives together by force because of Owambe? Because of rice?
Some people call it a shameful thing to be single at a certain age. That it's a thing of shame. That if you're a woman and you're above 30 and you're not married, it's a thing of shame. Or if you're a man, if you're above 40 and you're not married, it's a thing of shame. God forbid that my children will stay this age and not married. You know, I want, if you're a parent and you have this thought process, right? Mm. I want to hear your sentiments. Why do you think that way?
Why do you think it's important for your child to get married? In fact, we need to define that. Because some people just want you to get married because everyone is saying you should get married.
Apart from that, right, there's also the lineage. There's also that you need to have grandchildren, right? Uh-huh. That's always come to the forefront. Having grandchildren.
But Ma, you have a number of children. Your grandchildren must not come from all of them. There are those who don't pressure any. If there's anyone who decides to do it, that's just my own little contribution to this, man, guys. Because lives are being affected by this pressure.
That's right. We're also going to highlight the possible damages that can happen when you pressure an individual to get married.
Mm-hmm.
There's several things that could go wrong, and we'll just highlight a few of them. So if you're a person who you are pressurizing either your friend, you're pressurizing your sibling, your parents, you're pressurizing your children, or the society at large, because we usually say that, you know, the family is actually the smallest unit, but still the largest. So it makes up the society at large. So it still goes down from family to the whole broad spectrum. You understand? Yeah. To everybody, right? So yeah, let's start from the family. You, the sibling, you, the brother, you, the mom, you, the dad, pressuring your children to get married. Let's address it.
All right. 0700-993-993-993. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome, sorry.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you are Mr. Cham calling from Ikorodu.
Great to have you here, Mr. Cham.
Thank you very much. Yes, I think that man actually know himself to the totality. You only know himself in part. And so, to that extent, the best thing to do is for man or woman to commit his vital plan into the hand of his maker, who knows all about man and woman. The bottom line is that why people have so many problems in marriages is because they are trying to keep God out of their marriage plan. And marriage is God's institution. It's God that instituted marriage. Now, some people, right from the onset, they breach the law of marriage. We say to this court, shall a man leave his father?
Oh, so sorry.
That wasn't us.
Do call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. And if you are a woman, 01465-7190.
I love the comments, but at the same time, man, there is where God, his role is. There's where the man or human being, your own role is, all right? That of God is between you and your maker, right? The one of human being, what you're supposed to do, can you just go and commit and just sit, keep quiet, like, you know, do nothing? No, do nothing and act.
And expect that God will make it happen. And the orchestrator of marriage should make it happen in the marriage.
You can inquire specific things from the God that I know. You can inquire specific things and he will tell you. But you cannot not address the things you should do by yourself. Pressuring people, has God got to do with you? Well, what has God got to do with pressuring people to get married? Hello, please. Is it God? Hello, is it God that is sending our parents? Oh, yeah. Pressure this thing, we must get married.
You Ndubreze from Ojojubega has something interesting to say. He says, what's up, Lagos? The reason parents pressurize their children, especially the male child, into marriage are because, number one, parents want to see their grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Number two, it makes both the lady or man more responsible and accountable, especially when the male child is living a useless lifestyle.
Mm. Okay.
Number three, hold up. It reduces waste of money and donations.
Okay.
Number four, it brings respect to both man and lady.
Hmm.
So, I mean, from what he says, the first one says that the reason parents pressure their children to get married, especially the male folk, is because they want to see their grandchildren, right? Mm-hmm. And he also mentions that it makes both the lady and the man more responsible and accountable.
Does it?
Especially when the male child is living a useless life. Haven't you seen people who are married are still living useless life?
That's why we're saying that the pressure, there's no need for pressure. There are people who are single and living the best of their lives.
You see, the idea of the fact that marriage is going to change a person, curb a person, turn you to be responsible.
Is a scam.
I don't want to say it's a scam, but I want to say that it's a wrong, because people are married, there are people who are still married, uh-huh, right? And they still live useless life. They don't know how to, they're not prudent.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to take responsibility of the children they have. They don't know how to manage resources. They still don't know how to cater to the people who they are, you know, who they have under them as, mm-hmm, you know, family members. So I don't really think that marriage is what would help you to become a better person. It has a way of doing that, but that's not the core of it. The core of it is you as an individual being that better person before coming into the marriage. Mm. Because you're coming into the marriage is not.
You don't even know where you're going to meet.
Exactly.
It's not
It's not you alone. Another person is coming to the picture as well. So, I mean,
take care of you before you get married.
Anyway, it reduces waste of money and donation. How does getting married reduce waste of money and donation?
That donation can be in many ways, many, many kind of donations.
I want to know how. How does it reduce?
Because maybe the wife is there, assuming that the wife will be there to always say, what did you use this money for? Or what did you do? Or what? Because we are married. I don't know. Reducing waste. What do you mean by waste?
Moving on. Number four. It says it brings respect to both man and lady. I think this is where the society, you know, carry on for head. Where we say, if you're not married, you can't be respected. If you're younger, who are you? Do you have a man? Let me see your finger. Do you have a ring? They don't say it outrightly, but they show it to you. I remember before I got married, man. Oh, women, we're doing a lot. Shout out to all you young girls. Shout out to all you beautiful women. You guys are amazing. I tell you. So you see that they look at you a certain way because you're not married, and they look at you a certain way because you're married. I know the people who will look down on me on a regular because I started achieving things at a very young age, and I be in rooms where people who are not of my mate, especially men, are there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm there to also make submissions, and they're looking at me like,
what does this one know?
You know, they might not necessarily say it outrightly, but they are showing me, you know, with their actions and sometimes with their indirect words. You know, they're saying those things to me. But the moment I got married, I turned to Madame O. I'm telling you,
the same people.
I turned to Madame. So I'm like, is it me you're respecting, or you're respecting the ring on my finger? You're respecting the man that married me. I don't get it. Did I change? I'm still the same person with the same intellect here. I'm still the person making the same submissions. So what changed because I got married?
I think that perception has to change. Marriage is a beautiful thing, but I don't think it's something that should qualify someone for being responsible. Or you will be responsible, you're not responsible, you're not responsible. I don't know whether you marry or not. That's the hard fact. You know, you just have to. You have to, you know, change that mindset. And because it's affecting people's lives.
It is. You see people who would, because of that, I want to be respected, and they horribly go to get married without knowing if they are ready to get married. So the society puts pressure on you. You can be respected if you are not married. You know.
Okay.
Let's move on. Stanley from Okota here says, I am not married and I'm concerned about it, looking for a wife, but I refuse to put myself under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
As per those who try to pressure me about marriage, I always reply them, did I tell you I want to marry?
Oh.
Once you tell them that, they will give you a break.
But can you tell your mom that? Your mama will just go and pray for you. They will go village for you. They will consult. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Nwachukwu Uchechukwu. I'm calling from Unilag.
Hi, good to have you, Nwachukwu Uchechukwu. Good to have you here.
Yeah. So the reason why parents pressure their children to marry is that this life is like a relay race. If they give you a baton to run, if you reach road, you don't allow that baton to drop down. Because if you drop down, nobody will see that generation, no parents will like that lineage to fall down. That's why they give you that
pressure.
You have to recycle it.
Okay.
Because if they pull you and you don't want to marry and give birth, That lineage will go down.
Okay.
So that's why parents pressurize their children to get married so that party will not fall down.
All right.
Fair enough.
Is everyone that got married that gave birth? No, that's already countered. I'm just counter. You know, this mindset is who's relay? Who's running? Who blow the whistle?
It still goes back to saying that the reason they're pressuring the children is because of children. I don't know if you get
Man,
it.
That's
it's because of children. They want to have children. And just like you said, how many we have people who are married who did not have children, who still don't have children.
We have people who are not married who have children.
And people who are not married who have children anyway.
So where's the marriage in the matter?
Anyway.
it still
goes back to just like what you said earlier, that after marry, next thing is born, have children, you know, it becomes a plague.
So people
because you're not having children after even married. So the goal of you getting married is not even to have a happy home or even to, you know, grow together, to, you know, have a heavenly built marriage. It's not even about that. It's about you having children, that's all.
That's right.
That's what it is.
That's what they say, man. What do you think needs to change regarding pressuring people to get married? Singles want to live their life. We no go grio. That's what they're saying. We need to go on a quick break before we come back to the messages and more of your calls right here on Family Talk with the Techers.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, welcome back. And yes, the Family Talk is still ongoing. With the Techers right here. And we go straight to the phone calls. We're still asking you, I mean, if you're a single person, are you pressured to get married? And if you're a married person, were you pressured to get married? We're also asking, why is it that the society has put too much and so much pressure on the single folks to get married? Also, why is it that our parents pressure us to get married? What exactly is the reason for that? We're asking. And so feel free to tell us your experience as well, because like we usually say, this is radio, real radio for real people. So feel free to tell us your experience. Were you one of those who were pressured to get married and somewhat you don't feel happy in that relationship because you felt you were not ready for it? Or have you found yourself in a place where, despite how, you know, you were pressured to be in that marriage, you're just trying to make things work? I mean, we had a woman who sent a message. She's in her 50s right now, starting life all over again after being pressured to be in a marriage that lasted 19 years. And the same people who pressured her to be in that marriage are avoiding her like a plague because she is a divorcee. How crazy can the society be?
How crazy indeed. How crazy. 0700-993-993-993.
All right. Hello. Do call us back, 0700-993-993-993. And if you are a woman, 01465-7190. We have WhatsApp messages here. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up to you and Chester Life?
We don't know.
Thank you.
Wisdom from calling from VI.
Wisdom from VI. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you for the program. I do enjoy the program.
We thank you. We thank you too.
This is a program this morning. I've been watching, so I feel like when I saw what they go through.
Hey.
Yeah, what I'm planning to now. My mother is pressuring me every day and night. If you call, she starts from marriage to marriage.
Wow.
And I keep telling her she's a special person. This is what I'm trying to get myself together before I get into marriage. How is it?
It's not easy, yeah. You said you want to get yourself together. Do you mean like financially, or you just want to get your mental state ready for it?
No, financially. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. That's a good choice. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
All right. Thank you. Great. Thank you so much. Now, some people's own is not even the finances. Some people's own, the family is ready to set everything ablaze. In fact, the parents will go as far as...
set everything ablaze.
Get the roof on fire.
Like, get this party started already. And they don't care about the emotional commitment and what it would take for them to get married. They just think it's the money. Once you have money, you should do it. Don't worry, we'll set you up. You have a house. You start somewhere. Would they always be there? Would they send it to you always? Would they always be there? You know, that's also a bad idea. You can't force people because you want to wipe your shame. They must get married. It's a hard fact.
You want to wipe your shame. That sounds very familiar. You want to wipe your shame. So you force your children to get married because you want to wipe your own shame. So you're not even bothered if your children are in the right place or not, but you're all about...
Or
with the right person. You're all about you want to wipe your shame.
We'll put the shame there.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. This is Joy.
Hi, Joy. Good to have you here.
Okay, so my contribution towards the discussion as a mother, and I have a son who any moment will be due for marriage.
Okay.
I don't believe in pressurizing any, whether the boy or the girl, to get married. The pressure aspect of it should not be encouraged because it usually pushes parties to making wrong choices.
That's right.
Rather, the importance of marriage should be emphasized early enough for both. For the boys and the girls to realize that this is what they must do at some point, you know. And the advantage of marriage I've seen is the companionship. The fact that you go out there in the middle of the night or you're in danger somewhere, somebody merely knows that you are not in the right place.
Yeah.
That you could be in trouble.
Yeah.
So that's the major gains of marriage. Mm-hmm. That someone who cares for your life almost as much as you care for your life yourself. When something is wrong, somebody is there to watch out for you.
Yeah.
That's right.
All things being equal, you know. And that's why it's also good that both the couple, both the man, should do all they can to make this marriage thing work.
Mm.
It doesn't come easy. A lot of people just go and muddle it up and jump out. You know, it just takes a lot of patience to understand yourself and work it out and make it for joint benefit.
That's right.
So at the end of the majority of them, they end up working out. It's tougher these days, but then the advantages far outweigh the disadvantages.
That's right.
At some point, loneliness sets in when either party is not married, and at a certain age, you see them fall into depression, you know, having mental health issues because you're just there. But oftentimes, you have challenge. Nobody's even calling to find out how are you doing.
Mm.
And then, if you have kids, if you can't get married, at least have children.
Mm.
Whether in or out of wedlock, I don't know if this is biblical, but then have children. Someone should take care of you at your old age.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
So that's just the thing. Try marriage is perfect. When you're not getting that perfect situation, settle for the second year perfect by having children. If you can't have them, adopt them, you know. But just have a companion that will take care of you when you can't take care of yourself without necessarily begging people to come to your aid and then dying in pain.
All right.
That's my contribution. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing. I was about asking her, are you sure you're not going to be part of those mothers that would say, we need a grandchild though, we need a grandchild. And then she said this, and it just, you know, sealed my mouth.
Yeah. So the truth is, I love what she said, because sometimes you want to, you know, say, no, I don't want to get married and forget about the benefits of getting married.
Yeah.
That love benefit. You see, the number one, the main, apart of every other thing, is what this lady talked, the last caller talked about, which has to do with companionship, having someone who you know that has got your back. Because it's life. Not many people got your back, man.
That's right.
People talk to you for their selfish reason. People, they are friends with you.
To help themselves.
They are friends with you to you know, pick from your brain or just to use you in most cases. And they make you say, hey, everything is good. Nalayo, ironi, lori ro. So marriage gives you an opportunity to find someone that at least you can trust that, okay, this person is with me. Everything being equal, which is the goal that we all should look for.
There was something she said that when you're out in trouble, this person can sense, can feel that something is not right with the person, with my partner.
Yeah.
You know, that's actually a very strong benefit of marriage. And I am a first-hand witness that.
Yeah.
You know, when my husband is not with me in the house and he's somewhere else, I feel when something is wrong.
Yeah.
And I just call immediately and I, you know, just let him know that, guy, be careful there, you know.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
She's a spirit, bro. 11:37. 11:37. Some tweets coming in here quickly. This one says, good morning, techers. I always love talking with my mom. But anytime I have something good for her. The next thing you say is, God will give you a good wife. A wife that will bring me many grandchildren.
I mean?
And she will be like...
Say amen now.
Say amen now.
I mean, she's giving you a brain.
I'm like, amen. Okay.
Yeah, she's saying
it's
prayer.
It's a half... One... What is this?
She doesn't know that I have the kind of life I want to live. And I'm living with my partner.
Hmm.
Oh. Oh
my God. Okay.
Wow.
She's not aware that he's living with his partner. He has someone.
Wow.
Because we just want to live together and our own reservations about marriage.
Wow.
All my mom is thinking about is that I'm 30 plus and it's time to do marriage. Hmm.
Wow, living together. You see, I talked about people living together
without
for
even
years.
Being married.
Without necessarily, they can't even have babies. They can have children and just, you know. Agree. They have agreements. We're going back to our agreement.
Personally, I'm not in support of that. I'm not.
Okay, but it's okay.
I'm not. I can't do it.
I know.
I can't.
I know.
I can't even encourage it. I'm sorry.
But how about the agreements we talked about?
Let's see if they have agreement. But me.
Like have a legal agreement.
Legal agreement is more like saying we're married now.
Yeah, I know.
That's a contract.
No, having a contract, like spelled out contract, like you have MOUs. Should that be included in marriages?
Oh, my goodness. You're changing the conversation.
I'm just saying, no.
You're changing the conversation. Me, personally, I can't do that. I cannot. If we're getting married, let's know we're married. Let me not have high hopes that I'm being with you for this or that. You know, I don't even have that. I don't. I am sorry. I don't hate me for it, but I don't. Let's see. This is coming from Ruth, and she's saying, hello, Andrea. We missed your scintillating persona. And it's great to have you back on the airwaves. Thank you. And she's saying, Collins, don't be jealous.
No, never.
You two make a wonderful pair on air. Not just on air, even if I say so myself. Okay, and she's saying, what's up, Lagos? With regards to the topic, I'm not ready for marriage, and I will not yield to pressure from family, friends, or society.
Bam!
My mom married at the age of 30, and she's beginning to worry because I'm not keen on marriage. And stylishly pressuring me by asking if there's anyone and adding me to family prayer points. And she's saying that she's the first child.
Wow, Ruth, thank you.
Another message here says, this is from Asamwa Crystal. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. And Mio, I'm not in any pressure to get married by my family, but outside, I get that a lot. One thing I told myself is I will never fall for any pressure to get married. Marriage is not a do-or-die thing. Why are you not... Oh, okay, today we're not streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, so I hope the stream will fix that as soon as possible. We're getting a lot of messages. We're complaining.
Emmanuel from Ebute Meta says that you are married will not make you a responsible person.
Uh-huh.
In marriage is a choice. Okay, thank you. And somebody here is asking Collins. He says, good morning, Mr. Collins. Teke, I want to know the truth. Is Andrea your wife? He said he wants to know the truth. This is Johnson for first time. He wants to know the truth. Have you been telling a lie?
What do you think? what do you think, Mr. Johnson?
He wants to know the truth of the matter. Yusuf from Agege says, marriage is very important in the sight of God, but also not something one should be pressured to do. Mm. If you can keep yourself away from adultery and fornication, then it doesn't matter if you're married at 50 or more.
Mm.
But if you know you can't marry and settle down, marriage is done because of fear of God. Thanks and God bless you.
That's another reason they push people to get married, when they realize that this person... can be 10 grand anyhow.
Yeah, be with one person. Even the Bible says yes. If you know you stay with one person, right. But what I'm trying to say, or what we should understand, is it doesn't make it right anyway, but people still find themselves in marriage and do the shekushe outside still.
Yeah, man.
It doesn't make it right, but what we're saying is it's not going to stop the person. Getting married will not stop the person from still going about and committing whatever.
From being themselves.
Exactly.
If anything, it brings out the best of them.
The best and the worst,
as it were. Let's see if we can squeeze in the last call. Hey! If I lie to you, left hander. Hello? Turn down the volume on your radio before I lie to you, sir.
Hello?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you. Who's on the line, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jam. I'm calling from Mazamaza.
Oh, good to have you, sir. Let's talk.
Please, I hear about your conversation, what we are talking about marriage.
Yeah, why are people pressuring people to get married?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the reason why parents usually pressure people to get married, one, they want to their son or maybe their daughter be responsible.
Okay.
Two, marriage is very good.
Okay.
God has been marriage, not we.
Okay.
Them being marriage. When God created Adam, he now say Adam that was only, lonely. And I gave him Eve.
Okay. So to be responsible, so you are saying those, okay, three, go ahead.
Three. And when you get married, you stop jumping from one place or the another.
Except
we don't want to, you don't want to keep the law of the God.
Okay.
But when you are jumping from one place to the other, committing adultery or fornication.
Mm.
And when you are doing all these things, you are bringing the blessing from the God that gave you down.
All right.
Okay.
But some of us does not even know. Mm.
That's right. Mm. Thank you so much. You made your point. But that's everything being equal statement. The statement, you see, that's what it should be versus what it is.
Mm.
You understand? Marriage has not stopped many people from being wayward out there, like we said earlier. Marriage has also not made anybody extra responsible. If you were responsible, it wasn't necessary because of marriage. It could aid you being responsible because you are now responsible for people. You're not alone.
Yes.
Marriage, by its natural nature, should make you responsible, but that is not a guarantee because there are people who are there, and then it should not be the only definition of being responsible. There are single people out there who, by all standards, have exhibited what being responsible is much more than those who are married.
That's
so
right.
that doesn't
point that made a lot of sense for me was the second point where he mentioned that, I mean, marriage is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's what God has created, right?
Yeah.
For two people to be together and have a good life together. You see, it's a beautiful experience to be with a person who you love for the rest of your life. It's a beautiful experience to have heaven on earth, you know, just have fun, just, you know, be a kid again with that one person that you really, really love, right? And that's how it is meant to be. Like he said, like he saw that Adam was alone and he didn't want Adam to be alone, right? He wasn't right. It didn't feel right that he was alone. And that's how marriage is, you know. When you're alone, right, there are a lot that you cannot exactly achieve, trust me. But when you're married, I know that it might sound like, what is she saying? But the truth is, there's just a different feel.
If you know, you know. That's all.
There's just a different feel. And so that's the point I'm just going to take, right? But like I said, it does not mean that you should pressure people to marry because of that. It's beautiful. So before you go into that beautiful place, make your own life beautiful first as a single person.
Yes, indeed. Well said, Andrea. And this is where we should end it. Start the conversations on. We're going to play just a minute before the game ends. Before the show ends, because sponsors Credit View, you know, they always got our back, and that will give one person the opportunity to win 10,000 naira. But we also have social media conversation. We have highlight of the social media coming up now with Jasmine giving us the gist and what's going on from that side. Thanks to all those who have sent in messages, those who couldn't take, and those who are calling right now.
I'm sure some people want to spill out their truth.
Yeah, lovely. Looks like every topic should have a part two these days.
Yes, actually. Okay. Hi, Jasmine. How you doing?
Hi, guys. I'm doing great. Enjoying the conversation. So enlightening. Mm. Super enlightening.
Are you pressured to get married?
Actually, every day in my house, my dad has always reminded me of, if I pick up a spoon and I don't drop it right, it is this how you would do in your husband's house? I am not joking.
Wow.
See, if I breathe or the water overboils, so this is how you boil water in your husband's house. If I don't, let's say I'm walking anyhow, so this is how you walk when you are in your husband's house.
So everything now is about the husband's house.
Everything. Wow. Like,
how does it make you feel anyway?
I get so angry. The last time I actually gave it back to him, I'm like, who told you I want to learn how to cook? And who told you I want to get married? And it was bad. Like, my mom was like, what? And it was just a back and forth. And then he said he wanted to have a talk with me. And he said that I needed to get married, that why would I want to stay single, I should not try it, and that I'm placing a curse on myself. You know, all this African ideology. they, you know,
it's marriage an achievement? Is it like something you put on the CV?
Well, for some people, it is an achievement.
And I don't think it's bad.
It's not bad if it's an achievement. It's an achievement. In fact, it's zero it up. It's an achievement.
Are you serious?
If you have a successful marriage, because it is a milestone.
The reason I said that, all right, quickly before you, okay, nail what you want to say.
It is a milestone.
Okay.
Getting married. I know some people will hate me for this, but I'm going to say this is how I feel. It's a milestone. And when you get there and it's successful and you found the right one, you are enjoying where you are, you're having the time of your life, it's an achievement. Okay. It's as little as graduating from secondary school. It's as little as having your birthday celebration. It's as little, these are great things, but still seem little milestone. Because, it's a milestone.
But it's not all that there is about achieving in life.
It's not all that there is.
Okay.
It's not all that there is. I think that's where the problem is.
Yeah,
because people think that, you don't marry the head, don't settle down.
You have made it
in life. They call it you have settled down. You settled down. None of that. You are settling up. It's not settling down, no. My brother and sister. It's okay. No, people have to understand. They say, hey, I'm married now. I need you to settle down. It's not settled down. No. It is settled up. Because that's you have to buckle up. I mean, okay, buckle down.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Okay, Jasmine, my make. What do you think about social media?
So we're continuing the gist from last week where we were talking about D'Banj, Adesua and Banky, and activist Uday that shared his opinion on Twitter.
D'Banj is married to Adesua.
No, D'Banj, Banky W and Adesua.
Okay.
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 I didn't, because
she's talking about people that are in the news.
Yes, in the news. Okay.
Yes,
I
guess.
I want to say, now I don't know.
No. So that's just a list of people that we have on the social media highlights today. We talked about D'Banj the last time and how everyone was super surprised that he got married at the age of 20.
Yeah.
And he got divorced. And we finished the matter and we were...
No, it's Don Jazzy now.
Sorry.
Hey, I want
to say... Sorry, I keep on saying D'Banj. Don Jazzy got married and he got divorced after 2 years of marriage, and how his close companions like D'Banj and then Mwande Cole and everybody that was in Mohit knew about the marriage but didn't say anything. Usually, certain lyrics and people will put that in their songs and everything, but it was kept for a very long time, and it was like, okay, this is my friend's business. I'm keeping it extremely confidential, and I would not... go against his will of actually having to speak about it. And Twitter was all like, oh, that's how friendship is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. If it was in this age and time, people use other people's lives as lyrics and what have you, which is very, very, very intrusive. But look at D'Banj now, and people praised Don Jazzy. D'Banj. People praise D'Banj, actually. People praise D'Banj, Mwande Cole, and his close associates for actually keeping this close-niched.
Yeah.
And, I mean, D'Banj didn't say anything. He was like, he's my friend. Mm-hmm. That was his life. And I'm like, kudos.
I think that there's a kind of relationship they had. The Mohit crew. There's a kind of relationship they had that I'm not sure that I've seen that kind of relationship in music. Yeah, I haven't seen that kind of relationship. And I remember in that interview, Don Jazzy was saying that at the time Mwande Cole left, he kept reaching out to Mwande Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He kept reaching out to the guy.
I feel like they still have this bond though.
Yeah.
Imagine they come back, which would be more a major hit for them to come back or P Square to come back. Just saying, man.
Moving on. you know something, right? I feel like they actually went through a lot to build that record label. They went through a whole lot. So that kind of kept them in that bond. Is there something, just like when we're talking about marriage, right? Mm-hmm. How that... the challenges that come in marriage is not to separate you both, but to make you both, stronger together, right? So sometimes when challenges happen, it builds, it encourages the bond. Mm. So I wanna believe that the kind of relationship they had is based on, okay, what they have been through in the past, and it has formed that kind of brotherhood kind of love that they have for each other. And I think it's beautiful.
Super beautiful. Everyone was saying, oh my God, we need a Mohit concert after, the whole corona thing.
They made good music.
So gassed.
Mohit concert.
Yes.
The Prince.
Ha,
D'Banj, Wandecole.
Ah, we forgot Dancehall, D'Banj's brother. If you don't remember it, that's not good. All of them are now.
What's his name?
Eh?
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
Jesus. Jesus.
D'Banj's brother now.
Eh? No, no, remember my guy. No, I must remember. Show will not end today. We're not going to the next story.
You remember it now.
Do I need to easy now?
You guys, eh?
Help us.
He?
Keswick.
Keswick! Ah, I was almost dead.
Yeah.
I give you 100%
on the dance floor. I give you 100%. Hey, you know my guy. You know they
like other girls. The guy that you forgot his name.
All of you forgot.
Almost.
Shout out to everybody who sent us the
messages.
Switch on. I mean, you sent us the messages on Instagram. Y'all, I mean, on Facebook. I mean, on WhatsApp.
He's a very humble guy and very, very, very respectful. I mean, I remember meeting him. So I have him on my show in a previous place that I worked some years back, and I was all shocked. And that time, you know, Maven, Mohit was still big. And then how I forgot, nah. And then we say, God will not let them forget us.
Amen. Would you even mention Dr. Seed? He's also part of the crew.
Of course. Dr. Seed and a host of other guys. Mohit, come back together, do an album. People, you make money. Just say. So we need to wrap up the social media highlights now. K-Switch, shout out to you, man.
Yeah. Shout out to K-Switch. And yes, we'll go into some Twitter gist. You know, it's always so delicious. So an activist called Uday gave his opinion on Twitter. And I'm just going to read out the tweet and just allow us to scatter it quickly. He said, no insults meant, but if a woman is my competitor in business, any business, I'll sleep with two eyes closed because I obviously have no competitor.
Man, he has not met his match. That's just what I'm going to say. He has not met a woman that's his match.
He?
But he will definitely beat a woman
that's his
match.
Is this person that I say, is he married?
No, it's a man now.
It matters.
Why are you saying this?
I know it matters because I think you get to know a woman better when you get married. You get to realize the power of a woman.
Power.
So you'd say that statement like, it's obvious that, oh, man. I'm just saying.
I just feel it was in super business, misogynistic.
So, yeah, you can't even say you don't have a competition against anybody in life. Talk about whether it's a male or a female. In fact, that statement is very sexist. It's very, very, you know, it's dividing us.
Yeah.
You don't make such a statement public space. What I activate in would activists really
are disappointed. Twitter just gives everyone the right to
just talk, open mouth.
Open your mouth and blah.
Rubbish.
You know, it's a place where you go and you want to drop some intellectual submissions. You want people to see that you are encyclopedia.
You have sense,
and you go there and you embarrass yourself.
The sense that did not change the local government.
And you know, it's
you want to go and change Twitter.
The thing is that people will drop this comment here, and people that work in the same, you know, organizations that they work can just send a letter and say, ah, see bros in so department to drop such a sexist comment, and they'll come back and say, so you people took this thing to my office. You're taking it too personal. Because a lot of people have lost their jobs and they don't realize the gravity of what they say, actually.
That's right.
I mean, it's such a sexy comment, but also it applies to our community at large and, you know, offices and places of work and career paths that women actually are seen as, you know, are being subjugated. They feel like, they can't hold this position. They can't do this one because they are not strong enough or they don't
We have gone past that
intellect.
Level. Anybody who still thinks that way, I'm sorry. You're so 1990 something. Anyway,
we have to go now. Bye bye. The show is over. Goodbye, everybody. Bye.
Thanks, Jasmine.
You're welcome, guys.
Okay, Collins, take us home.
Okay. Bye. God bless you. God bless Nigeria. God bless our homes. Andrea, I love you. And to you who listen, thank you. The news coming up now.